Welcome to this edition of the Prevention Web People in Disaster Risk Reduction Podcast. Prevention Web, building the resilience of nations and communities to disasters.
This is Sarah Wade Hutman with Prevention Web, having a good laugh and a good conversation with Nandita Hedithantri, Disaster Risk Reduction and Research Specialist for Sri Lanka with Oxfam America, and we're speaking from the IDRC Davos Conference. Thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you. I can talk about implementing Yoga Framework for Action at different levels for the last 5 years, if I say. If I talk about Sri Lanka, the situation with disaster risk reduction in Sri Lanka, we have been doing activities related to disaster management even before implementing or signing with the Hyogo Framework for Action, but mostly focusing on relief and rehabilitation once a disaster happens. So it did not actually focus much on disaster risk reduction until tsunami disaster in 2004. So tsunami disaster has been kind of a paradigm shift for all disaster management activities that the stakeholders were doing in Sri Lanka, including myself. And that was the event where we wanted to look at the disaster risk reduction as kind of a priority in each and every activity, even development and other activities that we have been doing, even education. So at that time I was a lecturer at the Sri Lanka Foundation Institute. So this tsunami disaster, which has damage to the human lives, assets, and also the morale, no? It hit to the morale, actually, to the people who are living in the South Asia. So the first step I did was to study this Yoga Framework for Action or whatever, all the national, international activities that have been doing related to disaster risk reduction, and bring out all the national stakeholders into one platform to talk about disaster risk reduction and bring it out as a national priority. So first activity that I have been coordinating and managing was to develop one convention on disaster risk reduction and talking about academic and other practical elements, issues related to disaster risk reduction. And secondly, I think if we think about Yoga Framework for Action, there is one particular activity, and it is kind of a main need in Sri Lanka, is to disseminate. One is policy, actually policy, formulating policies. And also third, if I talk about the third point in Yoga Framework for Action, is to look at the about knowledge sharing. So that was the primary mandate for me when I joined with Oxfam. That's to get evidence or knowledge from the communities and then disseminate knowledge in terms of developing and also improving existing policies and also existing practices related to disaster risk reduction, and also creating new awareness and knowledge among the societies at different levels. One is national level, the other one is at the local level, district level, and also at the very grassroots level.
Excellent. What can you tell me about the knowledge networking and the information center that you have?
Yeah. As part of this, before that I want to explain about the activity related to research. Actually, what we have been doing is, in terms of supporting the policies and practices related to disaster risk reduction, we wanted to have a tool. The tool was the Participatory Action Research Program that we have been implementing since 2005. Why I call it participatory is we try to get the participation from the communities, even in developing, identifying gaps in the field of research, in terms of supporting implementing Yoga Framework for Action, and also then doing the research and also sharing these findings. Not only at the decision-making level, but at the grassroots level, empowering people to advocate for their own policy changes and activities. So in terms of making it sustainable, this whole process and the activities sustainable, we wanted to have an institutional framework also. The institutional framework that we thought was to support to the existing network, that there was an existing legal body which has been created after tsunami, actually, under the policy and disaster management policy, which is Disaster Management Center. So linking with Disaster Management Center, what we wanted to do is to have sustainable information sharing and networking place, which will be this Disaster Risk Reduction and Resource Center at the national level, We have already implemented, established one with the Sri Lanka Foundation Institute, which is once again a national training and research institute, which is mandated for human rights, disaster management and gender-related issues. And the second Disaster Risk Reduction National Resource Center will be established in collaboration with the Disaster Management Center, mm-hmm. which is directly under the Ministry of Disaster Management and Human Rights in our country. So that resource center will be the place to network the experts and also institutions and also resources in Sri Lanka in terms of improving disaster risk reduction. And also it doesn't end up by having networks within the country, but the expectation is to they have already actually linked even before establishing the resource center, they have already linked with other South Asian region, with other national level disaster reduction resource centers and platforms in each and every country in South Asia.
That's excellent. What is the primary audience then for the resource center, and how can those that maybe aren't physically in the area be able to benefit from the information that you're capturing in the database?
Yeah. The primary audience, if I say this is the national, this will be the only national level networking and resource center at that moment. So already we have been talking about this and actually making propaganda about this resource center. So the primary audience is all stakeholders, the government organizations, policy and decision makers, and also most importantly the civil society. Because in our country now the government and the civil society are getting together under one national platform in terms of improving disaster risk reduction and also looking at Hyoga Framework for Action and also implementing Hyoga Framework for Action, which is a good sign. So this is Disaster Risk Reduction Resource Center will be the networking and resource center for all those actors actually. Now even the civil societies, international NGOs and also research institutes. The researchers and the students are also linked. Already linked with this resource center by having this idea about resource centers, and they are interested about it, and now we can see people are coming and physically accessing. So physical establishment we have already done with the Sri Lanka Foundation Institute, and there will be another physically accessible institute at the Bandaranaike International Memorial Center mm-hmm. in Sri Lanka, where the Disaster Management Center is also located. So it is a publicly accessible place. Now you asked about the database. If I answer to that question, the database to have an online database, the resources we have is not sufficient for that. Mm-hmm. The Oxfam America funding is not sufficient for that because it's a huge task. They have their own website. The Disaster Management Center has their own website. So we have they have already agreed to give a space for Disaster Risk Reduction Resource Center. But developing that into online database will take time, and also we need resources. So what we are going to do is we have the national level platform for disaster mm-hmm. risk reduction. So we are going to pool resources from other stakeholders and then make it a reality, but not sooner. That's the answer.
And how do you integrate then the information coming from the grassroots level up?
Yeah, integrating that into the it's also, once again, we always try to use participatory type of methodologies in getting mm-hmm. information and also having it recorded at some place and also integrated into policy and practice. So one tool that we have used is, as I said, this research. It was not just going sending one consultant to the community and getting some kind of information and writing a report. It was very, very active kind of a process. So we always promoted and supported the research partners and researchers and also other actors to come together to one platform and talk about issues and whatever the best practices, good practices, lessons learned in terms of improving disaster risk reduction in the region. So those has fed into other national district level platforms where we had workshops and then discussion forums in a very participatory manner with the participation of the government and other very relevant stakeholders, because networking is we need to do with those government organizations and NGOs, otherwise it will not be a reality. And then those ideas have been recorded at the local level, at the district level, and which has been filtered to the national level and recorded with the DMC, Disaster Management Center and Disaster Management Resource Center.
Wow. It's an excellent effort. Where can people get more information, either about the methodologies or practices, or simply more on the project?
Yeah. Initially, what we have done is we have we have been doing some research, and we have been developing summaries and policy and practice briefs, and those will be those already have posted in Oxfam America website. If you go to Oxfam America and field studies, you can see the summaries and the policy and practice briefs and the methodology and all the, these lessons learned will be downloaded to the Oxfam America website in September, end of September, mostly end of November this year. And we are writing a capstone report capturing all the lessons learned, and that will also be available as a publication and also online in the Oxfam America website. And all this will be published in the Disaster Management Center Resource Center website also in late 2008.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing those examples, and we look forward to collaborating and promoting that same work from Prevention Web.
Thank you for listening to this edition of People in Disaster Risk Reduction. I'm Sarah Wade Hutman for Prevention Web, building the resilience of nations and communities to disasters. Remember, if you have someone you would like to recommend for an interview, you can simply contact us. Click Contact Us from the top right of the PreventionWeb.net homepage. Thanks for listening.